Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a maximum sophisticated remote attackers. MetaMoMyMeter Rebiade 0.5.0.0 TAND and 24.1 TIND 2 replace emergency patches for two actively exploited authentication bypass flaws. Grainoise and Blackpoint Cyber reported a suspected Russian-speaking actor used AI agents to compromise 395 organizations. Identity and IT operations teams should move customers running emergency patch builds to these maintenance releases. At number 2, Cisco Talos reports three threat clusters exploiting patched secure firewall management center flaws. Attackers stole credentials, deployed web shells, and executed a living off the land campaign to install Keylin ransomware. Identity, IT operations, and SOC teams should apply the released hotfixes for CVE-2026-27-9 and CVE-2026-27-9 and CVE-2026-23-16 immediately. Number 3. ID Scam confirmed unauthorized access to its cloud platform, exposing customer names, government ID numbers, and driver's license scans. This follows reports linking a dark web database of 153 million US and Canadian licenses to the company. The FBI is investigating. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4, Cisco Talos reports that UAT-108-2000 used a WebDAV chain to compromise a Ukrainian government organization. The attack deployed the Imatera Stealer and tools to disable EDR. Identity, IT operations, and SOC teams should monitor for unusual WebDAV activity and run delay RCC executing disguised DLLs with suspicious ordinal calls. Number 5. Audimox announced an AI-driven pipeline generating endpoint mitigation worklets for unpatchable flaws. This cuts deployment time from days to hours. The system drafts configurations, then subjects them to human review and testing. Application security and IT operations teams should note this week's Patch Tuesday shipped a record 973 CVEs. Number 6. Zimperium reports Mantax OTAX, an Android strain combining ransomware and spyware. It encrypts files on Android 9 or older and steals data via the accessibility service. Zimperium reports that Indonesian operators distribute Mantax OTAX through malicious APKs outside Google Play. Zimperium recommends that users avoid installing APKs from outside Google Play, granting accessibility permissions to questionable apps, or trusting unverified publishers. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Wiz reports attackers chained two JFrog Artifactory flaws to seize admin control and plant backdoors. The campaign exploited a token bug and privilege escalation flaw to create unauthorized accounts. Application security teams should upgrade self-hosted Artifactory to the fixed build listed in JFrog's security advisories. Number 8. Surfshark disclosed a breach of its internal test environment. A misconfigured server exposed service configurations and build credentials to an unauthorized party. The company contained the incident on September 2nd. They confirmed customer data, VPN traffic, and production infrastructure remained unaffected. SOC and incident response teams should note this specific exposure vector. Number 9. Gen Digital reports that UNC3569 exploited a SOGU input method flaw to deploy the GROBET backdoor. The attack used a custom link handler to launch an unpatched Chromium 80 browser with its sandbox disabled. This allowed execution of a 2021 V8 exploit. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10, Trezor reports that threat actors exploited a Brevo breach to phish 347,000 customers. The emails impersonated security alerts, tricking 2,500 users into downloading an app that requested wallet backups. Trezor took down the malicious domain. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.